6:02 in the Rose City. Time for Dirt and Sprague on Portland Sports Leader 105.1 The Fan and the Fan Sports Network. Hello. Happy Thursday, Friday, however you're celebrating today. Hello.
What is happening? Also kind of depressing for people who don't have tomorrow off because it's not your Friday, but it is our Friday.
Well, hold on.
Hey.
Time out on the court.
Hold on.
Okay.
Time out.
I don't think our drive time is necessarily representative of the majority, but today... I'm not trying to exaggerate.
Okay.
There was nobody on the road today.
There were not a lot of people on the road today.
Usually there's like, yeah. I'm my standard morning 5 a.m. crowd driving in.
Yes.
I know what that number looks like, and yeah. I'm telling you, it was like 80% less than that.
pretty light out there today. It felt like usually what Friday commutes feel like. Because for me, almost every Friday is pretty light coming in.
You think people are just going in late on Fridays?
I don't know if it's a late thing. Like, we share a building with another company, and none of them come into the office, I think, on Mondays or Fridays.
I'm pretty sure Friday they definitely have off.
They definitely are not here Fridays. And maybe it's like a partial workforce thing on Monday, but like the parking lot Tuesday through Thursday, when we leave work, jammed. Like, not an open spot. People are, like, circling to try and find
a spot.
Even
when I get here, there's nobody here. And there's no spots that I want to park in.
Right. And then on Fridays, usually, like, you walk out of the office and it's, like, our 13 cars and that's it when you're leaving. So it did, you are right there. It did feel like a Friday morning commute. So maybe people who have tomorrow off are doing the smart thing and parlaying it into a four-day weekend.
Yesterday to me felt like Friday.
Yesterday did feel like Friday.
I had a weird moment. I was hanging out with some people and it was like at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm like,
what am I going to do this weekend? What do I got planned, man?
It's Wednesday.
It's Father's Day tomorrow. Wait, no, that's not till Sunday. I got another day to go.
But we're off tomorrow. We observe Juneteenth.
Yes, and, we do.
I don't know if it's just federal or what. Outside of, like, the obvious jobs, fill-in-the-blank jobs that I think you come up with.
That are not working tomorrow.
I think most companies are observing this holiday.
Do they? I don't know. I don't know how Juneteenth works for everybody.
Well, like, if you work in retail, you're not going to observe
retail,
it,
you
right?
don't get any
Food
day off.
Food service, you don't observe it.
No, that you got to work every day.
But there are industries that definitely don't observe it to the point of not working at all. But
yeah.
I think a lot of companies observe the holiday now.
It was one that they threw into our holiday calendar like 2 years ago. Very progressive of us as a company. Thank you. I appreciate that. And I remember getting the email like, wait a minute, we get that day off? Oh, sweet. That sounds good to me.
I think it was a little longer than 2 years
ago. Was it longer than 2 years ago?
I think it was like 2020, 2021.
Did we do it that quickly? I felt like it
took... I think when a lot of the protests were going on,
I think it became a bigger holiday around 2020, but I don't know if it became a federal day off holiday right away.
I think for us it was 2021.
Was it 2021?
That's what I think.
We've had it off for 5 years in a row now?
I think we have,
Look at us, man, making progress.
I remember the first one we were... Because we didn't know. Nobody tells us anything,
we had no idea. It was like, wait, we're not working on Juneteenth?
And our boss emails us like, well, we're observing Juneteenth now. So be known that you have June 19th off.
Right.
And I remember we like announced that and like the first two texts were not
friendly.
You cannot read those texts.
I apologize that I would like a Friday off.
I'm sorry I have a day off. What do you want me to do about this?
I mean, what do you mean? Come in your work on a day they're telling me not to work? I'm
also
not coming in tomorrow.
Also, you know what? No, not
golf.
Sorry. Not sorry at all.
No!
We should all have three-day weekends every week.
You're not wrong, especially in the summertime. If you don't want to do it in the regular school year calendar, like whatever, but summertime, come on, man. Friday through Sunday should be off every single week.
I had to
let me bask in the glory of my weekend.
I had quite the adventure yesterday.
Oh, what happened yesterday?
Dude, so I met up with some family, and my youngest is staying at her cousin's house. So we met up with, it's like a big, decent group of us meeting up for like a coffee.
Okay.
So like a 12 o'clock coffee.
A little noon, a little pick me up in the middle of the afternoon.
Yeah. So,
always need that.
So we meet up and I get a croissant at this place because it has green on it. And I'm like, is that a pistachio croissant? And they're like, yeah. And I'm like, I'll take one.
I love a croissant. That's probably like 90% of my order at a coffee shop.
A croissant is almost undefeated.
It's easy. It always tastes good. You
Usually.
Can put different things in it.
Yeah.
It doesn't get messy. You can even like hold it in the bag and eat it if you want, if you don't want your fingers to get that juice on them. Like, 100% order for me.
So I get the croissant. I asked it to be warmed up. It wasn't warmed up, but I'm like, okay, whatever. Let's just eat the croissant.
You know, cold croissant.
And it didn't taste at all in any way like pistachio. It just tasted like a croissant with green dye on it.
It was misleading, huh?
So I get through it. I'm not particularly happy about this. my niece is eating a chocolate one.
Okay.
She eats like three bites. She's off to the restroom.
Immediately.
Immediate. Like,
whoa.
Bam, here we go. I have it in my guts, unfortunate. So I leave it about 30 minutes after I get home.
Uh-oh.
I'm like, this is not happening.
No.
I'm sitting down doing show prep stuff. And I just didn't feel right. I felt weird. It was very odd. And all of a sudden, I'm like, oh my God, am I gonna yak?
Do I have food?
So I stood up immediately. And
food poisoning yesterday?
I'm like, we are not having a dirt situation.
No! It's Father's Day. I got a 3-day weekend coming up. Not happening.
I'm refusing. I'm fighting this. I drink some water. That actually makes it worse. Yeah, now I'm like, oh,
always
no.
Does.
So I get through it, because yesterday we had a big birthday meetup for my cousin, and she had arranged, her and her best friend, they had arranged hot Pilates for all of us. So now I'm stuck. I took some Pepto-Bismol.
Oh,
thinking like way ahead. Like, dude, we're not.
Hours away. It's going to be hot. I'm stretching.
The Bismol does its job. It's pushing it down, but I'm still not feeling good. I haven't really eaten that much in the day at this point. It's 2 o'clock.
You lose your appetite when that happens.
Well, I start, I have to sit down to relieve some stress, if you understand what I'm saying there. And this happens a couple times, and now I'm like, okay, crap. I go to take my daughter to a class. Now I'm like pressed, and now I'm like, oh no, I'm starting to feel it sitting down driving.
Yep.
I get up. It's time to leave. The daughter's out of the class. We're all headed toward there to the class. Dude, on the drive to the place, because it was over here in Northeast, I'm pulling into park, and I'm legitimately like, I have no idea what is about to happen. I don't know the situation. I've never been in the building.
Where it's coming out of.
Oh, my God. I walk in. I'm like, I have like a stone cold straight face. I don't smile at anybody. I sit down. They're like, you want to grab your weights? I grab my weights. It's 93 degrees in this room.
Oh, it sounds miserable.
This is going one of two ways.
Yes.
And the first exercise we do is like you hold your dumbbells straight up and you kick your legs to the roof. And then you put them down, and it's just
so
like
we're laying
up and
on
down.
Our back, arms up, legs going
it's,
up and
it's
down.
It's a lower ab exercise, right? Dude, the second one in, I go, oh no. And I remember saying to myself, we have about 50 more minutes of this.
This is, we got, you're like looking at your watch. We're just getting started here.
So I literally tell myself in my head, I go, you are not going to do that, you little bitch. You are going to get through this exercise.
Giving yourself a motivational speech.
Dude, it worked.
Did it?
It didn't come back.
You shoved it all down?
Dude, by the end of it, I felt great. It was like my body just needed some movement or something. I don't know what happened.
Kind of wiggle it around down there.
And then we went and ate dinner in downtown, and
no,
I got
issues.
Home.
You got over it just like that?
I woke up today. I feel great.
Wow. Maybe Dan Lanning is right. Being sick is a choice.
Maybe. I don't know.
Is that what I'm learning today? Next time I get food poisoning, I just tell myself to not be a little bitch?
I think I had light food poisoning is what I would say. Light.
A tinge of the food poison?
Because if I had what you had or what I got a couple years ago at the place.
There's no real controlling it.
You can't control that.
The faucet's on and it's not turning off until it wants to turn off.
This was a very light, like bordering on. And I think if I would have been lazy about it, it would have ruined me.
If you're just laying around. There is something to be said. Like, I think you can kind of overcome mentally. If you're in a spot that's not comfortable to poop. There is a mental side that you can go to that like clocks in of like not happening right now, not here. But if you're at home and it's readily available 15 feet away from you,
it's a little easier.
Like it's just like it's not, it's not quite as much mind over matter. But when you're out in public and you're not like there's not an easy access route here, there's not an emergency escape plan that I know where I'm going. I do think you can go to a place mentally that can shove it down unless it's a true emergency because we've all been there.
I want to tell you something that's funny about that. It actually wasn't the circumstance of the facilities.
Oh.
My problem with it was the teacher, the instructor in this class. So there's probably like 50 of us in this room, in the studio.
It's a big room.
It's 95 degrees in there.
It's hot. Those are going to be some stinky farts.
And she's telling us all this stuff before it, and she drops at the very end. Now, if you just can't handle it and your heart rate's too high.
Go take a breather.
You can step out of the room. And I thought, what is it going to look like if I have to leave the room?
4 minutes into the class.
It's going to look like I'm the kind of skinnier guy
right.
who's not, who cannot exercise.
Look at this little bitch over here
exactly.
leaving the room.
So that's why I said.
We've been going for 7 minutes, dude. It's an hour long class. Are you really already out of gas? What's the matter with you over there?
That was what I cared
power,
about more.
Power through,
we are
man.
Not getting out of this room. We are locked in this dojo.
Your whole family's looking at you like, where are you going? What is
dude.
Happening?
Hot.
You're keeling over in the hallway.
Hot Pilates. That's an experience.
No, thank you, man. No, thank you.
I was cursing Tom Brady.
I'm okay with Pilates. I'm okay with being hot. I don't like the two things combined.
Yeah, the combo was interesting.
I like yoga. I will not like, but I can do yoga.
Yeah.
I like being hot.
Have you done hot yoga?
I don't like the two things combined.
Have you
I
ever
have.
Done hot
I've
yoga?
I've done one class of hot yoga, and I thought I'm never doing this again. Because the symptoms that you're describing sound like, you know, a day that ends in Y for me. That's usually how my afternoons feel stomach-wise.
Dude, I'm sorry if that's
and
how you're going through
it's,
it.
When you're in hot yoga, and you're getting the it's not fun.
It's not fun at
not
all.
Fun at all.
It's terrible.
And you're worried that something's going to leak. You're worried that yeah. you're going to lose control because you're stretching. You're getting loose.
It's not ideal.
It's warm out there. Your muscles are relaxed to a certain extent. Like, it's there is disaster written all over that, man.
Yeah, hot yoga is.
I'm glad you survived. You got through.
Yeah,
you didn't poop your pants.
I am too. Thank
you. Pooping your pants in a hot yoga class, though, would have been better for content. Let's keep that in mind next time, because that'd be a hell of a story to open a Thursday show.
It certainly would have created a memory.
Guys, you'll never believe what happened to me yesterday. I pooped my pants in hot yoga.
Dude, the amount of sweat
yeah.
in that room.
Like, if I'm going to be that hot, put me in a sauna and I'm going to sit down. Like, I'm okay. I like that feeling.
I literally wringed out yeah. my shirt of sweat.
You're just soaked, man.
You're soaking wet.
You're soaking. You better bring another pair of clothes.
I know.
You get all wet on your drive
well,
home.
That was the other thing is we got out, and I would say about 20 minutes after.
Uh-huh.
Weirdly, just once you get out of the heat, you stop, and so it's kind of cool in the main room.
Right, the pores stop.
So it stopped, but the shirt's still kind of wet, so it's a little cold.
You put it back on, it's all sweaty.
And then the whole group, dude, it was like 8:30. They're like, do you guys want to go eat dinner? And I was like,
what?
I'm kind of hungry.
I mean, after all that.
So we went and we got some pasta, and I was in downtown Portland at like 9:15 last night, soaking wet with a cutoff sleeve t-shirt. Battling gut problems.
The other worst part about the food poisoning that I had forgotten until I had it last week is how, one, it just like it lingers for days. It doesn't go away because there's like offshoot problems that come with it. Like, I didn't have an appetite all week.
Yeah.
All week.
Yeah.
Until I think it was like Friday.
You're kind of nervous. You don't
you're
think
nervous,
about it, but you're like I don't want to eat the next bad thing. Right.
And then things don't like that. Whereas a part of the food poisoning don't sound good. So like you're already like chicken and rice, which is something I eat like three times a week.
Right.
Is just crossed off the list.
Yeah.
Anything chicken related is kind of crossed off the list. So now I don't want to eat any of that.
Yep.
So you're kind of limited to like pastas. And I mean, you're kind of running out of options
but
pretty
quick. But
you
get tired of that quick.
Exactly. I'm not in the mood to cook salmon right now. I'm certainly not trying any fish out after having food poisoning. I think it was until legitimately Friday night. And then I sat down and made dinner, and I'm like, all right, I'm having a third helping now because I finally have an appetite back.
Yeah.
But it lingers for like 4 days, 5 days, and then your stomach doesn't feel good. You don't have a lot of energy because you're not eating enough food. It's an absolute pain in the butt.
My daughter went through that a while ago, and it was tuna fish sandwich.
Oh.
She still hasn't eaten tuna, and she
Ooh.
Won't. She refuses.
That's a tough one to lose, man. I love a good tuna
sandwich.
She
loves tuna fish sandwiches.
Yeah. Who doesn't love a good tuna
and
sandwich?
And the place she got it from is a place that I – frequent that I really enjoy that I've tried to get on the station. I love it so much.
Really?
And I'm like,
how do you do bad tuna?
I'm almost wondering if it was just, I don't know.
Could it have been the mayonnaise?
Maybe.
In the tuna?
Maybe.
How do you, like.
I've had sandwiches at this place a million times. They're
right.
perfect.
Yeah, that's a weird one for
just
me.
Just had a one-off. And then it was also kind of a unique tuna. She does usually just do canned.
Right.
Chop up pickle, little mayo. Boom, sure. There you go.
Easy tuna sandwich.
This was like cranberry and walnuts and mayo. It's more of a celery, and so it's like a fancier tuna salad
situation. A few more
situation.
Things thrown in there.
So I don't know. I don't know what it was, but to your point, like she just won't eat tuna fish.
It's going to take a while, man, if at all you get over it. Those two things, it's like the long college nights with a certain booze or food poisoning can ruin it for the rest of your life, and you never want to go anywhere near it because you can taste it. Every time you look at it, you remember that experience of keeling over a toilet and throwing up.
By the way, if you had it on the bingo card, 11:07 a.m. yesterday, Swag's first cocktail at the airport.
It happened rapidly. I don't even know if he
got through security
yeah.
pretty quick.
I don't even know if I was home from work yet, and he was already sitting
I
down.
Literally opened the phone up when I got home, and I'm like, what?
Already having a cocktail? Guy's living the dream, man.
I am. I'm happy for him.
Yeah.
I felt a little kind of bad yesterday because Swag knows how I feel, but sometimes listeners remind me that sometimes our on-air stuff can make people wonder a little bit. I had somebody ask me at the Fan Madness, so like, you really hate him, don't you?
I get that quite often in public.
I was like, actually, I don't.
No, not at all.
We get along pretty well. I just bust his balls a lot on the air. I don't know. We're good.
He's got old, long balls, and we like busting them.
No. But I was happy that he got to go to Europe.
Yeah, it's look, after what he went through with his dad.
He should be there now, right? Yeah,
I would imagine so. I mean, I think the flight was what? How long Seattle to Rome? It was like 11 hours? Is that what he said?
Something like that, yeah.
Somewhere in that range. And they took off around 1 o'clock yesterday. Well, that was to get to Seattle. So
I think he said he was going to leave Seattle at like 1 or 2.
That's what I thought. Yeah, first flight was leaving maybe a little bit earlier than that.
He also said he was going to get there at 1 p.m., right? 1:30 p.m. Rome time?
I think so.
Yeah, he's been there for a few hours.
So, yeah.
Because they're 9 hours ahead of us.
Dude, the worst part, you probably remember this from your Vietnam trip, is like the trying to get on that sleep schedule is just nearly, I will never forget going to Europe as a kid, not sleeping on the plane, and the feeling of walking around England, London, England, just like, I don't know what day it is. I'm a zombie, right? Because you got to try and power. You don't want to take a nap right away because then everything's thrown off. So you try and make it like as far into the first day as you can. And then at like 6 o'clock, you're ready for bed. But that first day can be brutal if you didn't sleep on the plane.
Yeah, it's a weird thing to say. We had a 13-hour flight from Seattle to South Korea when we went to Vietnam. I can't sleep on planes like at all.
No.
I sleep for maybe a minute. And then the minute anything shakes it in any moment, I'm up.
Or you're not, your head bobs down on a shoulder or something.
Dude, we landed at night in Vietnam, and I went to bed like 4 hours after we landed. I somehow,
really?
I didn't get jet lagged in any way. I was right on the clock with
Did
everything.
You land in the evening?
We landed at like 7 o'clock at night, their time.
That helps a little bit then, because then you're almost at nighttime and you kind of go
dark,
straight to bed.
Because it was dark, so maybe the darkness helped me realize, hey, you're kind of tired. It's been a long travel day.
Right, because these ones usually like you're landing at like, 5 o'clock in the morning. You got a full day to get through.
Yeah, that's a little different. Like, I think because of the way the schedule went, we landed. It was my birthday when we landed, so we had cake at the hotel.
Hey, happy birthday.
And then we went to bed at like 10:30, 11 o'clock at night.
Your
I woke
full
up at
night.
6 a.m. the next day and went on a run.
It felt fantastic.
And I was right on the schedule.
I bet you looked like an absolute unicorn running the streets of Vietnam. Who's this 8-foot white guy running through the town? Dude. Who is this guy? He's 3 feet taller than everybody.
Think anybody that's been to a Vietnam.
Yeah, I played in the NBA. Average 17 and 10.
Just a fact. I took photos with people who thought I was a professional athlete.
What's your name? Joe Montana?
They didn't speak English. They did like gesturing motions.
Basketball
photo.
Hell yeah, play
yeah,
basketball.
Man, bring it on in, sister. I played at one point.
You should have bought one of those, like you could buy like the knockoff championship rings, like the massive plastic ones. You should have worn one of those around. You just won an NBA finals. No big deal. I'm just on vacation.
Marbury. Yeah, I was teammates with Marbury.
Oh, it's fantastic. People are already asking, by the way, about tomorrow, the Cargo Short Classic. I don't know. Danny has not said anything. I've given up. If he's there tomorrow, he's there tomorrow. I don't know.
I think we've been very fair on all this.
I have tried to be as unbiased as I can.
We have a listener that's offered to do the video.
Yeah.
And I was going to take him up on it because it was a very kind gesture.
He had microphones, videos,
everything.
Could film the whole thing.
Wanted to edit
like,
it,
pro
all
bono,
of it. I'm like, dude, this would be great for the YouTube content.
Because we sure as hell ain't paying for that.
I can't. I want to tell him not to do it, not to commit his time. Because I think we've been really honest. We buzz balls a little bit with each other. It's kind of rude that he's not gotten back to us about this.
Yeah, a little bit.
It's like beyond like, it's kind of straight out, flat out rude.
I've asked multiple times in person.
You know if you can do it or not. Just say yes or no. I don't even care at this point.
No, I don't either. But the point remains, if you can't do it, I'd like to find somebody. Young Casey is trying to come play.
Yeah, Casey wants to do a duck.
Brandon maybe wants to. Last time I played golf but with my own ball was with Brandon. He's got a good little swing over there, man.
Oh, you played with him?
Yeah, we played about a month ago.
It
was a month ago.
He's pretty good, huh?
Dude, he's got a good swing.
I'm good for maybe one good swing per hole.
He comes out, I think he birdied the first hole. Like, you sandbagger.
He's probably like, I didn't feel good about it.
He saw something with $20 a hole, and then boom, birdie right out of the gate.
Well, you're going to see a lot of Brandon in the next 2 weeks, right? 2 weeks?
Yeah, get used to this face. Yep.
Two Brandons in the dirt.
Almost 3 weeks.
It is active again.
I'll be helping out till after 4th of July.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's not back till the 17th.
The 7th.
Okay.
17th would be a several months.
Like a month. Okay, yeah, thank you. All right, 7th. We're almost there.
Brandon in for swag. We'll keep you updated on the Cargo Short Classic. I just We have one person that's not committing.
I've heard 5 different days. I'll know by today. I've stopped asking.
I feel like we've known that for 2 weeks. I'll find out by today.
I'll find out by today.
Deadline today. You'll know by 2 o'clock. 2 o'clock tomorrow.
You'd be a good player.
2 o'clock next week.
You know, it's 4 hours on a Friday.
Yeah,
you got the morning. You got the after round. Yeah. You got time for activities.
Well, we got a lot to get to today. We got a fun little show. Might go to Milwaukee and find out what do they want for Giannis.
Yeah, what do you guys need?
So we get to that. Dirt and Spray, good to be with you on this Thursday on 105.1 The Fan. It's against my better judgment, but I think I'm going to do it. I think I'm going to let my buddy Marvin hop on the line for like 1 minute to say go Knicks. It's the Knicks parade day.
Let's do it. Why not?
He has literally said the only time you have to have me on the show is if they ever win the championship, and I have laughed in his face. And they finally did it.
They did it, man.
I still can't believe it.
53 years parade today. It's already so, like the areas that you could go for the parade. I read the New York Police Department sent out a thing. It's like, it's full, people.
No,
stop coming down here. It's like,
they
no
sent
more.
Out things an hour ago, and they said, if you're
no
not
more.
Here, don't show up.
Nope, it ain't happening. You're not getting anywhere close to the parade.
They have 10,000 NYPD officers.
All that.
10,000.
Could get a little rowdy down there.
Oh, that's going to be
Where's the
fun.
Route going through, I wonder? Is it like through Times Square? Like,
I mean, I think it's going to go all over Manhattan.
When was the last time we had a New York parade? Giants, right? Was that the last New York championship?
Yeah, because it would have been 2011.
Did 2011? Have one when they won?
I know.
Oh, yeah,
well, the Liberty, yeah, but like.
Yeah, not quite the
you know
same
what I mean?
Crowd
of course,
in a parade.
It's not the level of the Yankees.
Throwing that out there. That's
I wish
the
it
last
was, but
one
it's
if
not.
They did have one.
Yeah, I don't remember the Giants one being, I mean, a second title. I don't remember where it went, though, if it went through Times Square and what the route was.
Are they
pretty
doing,
cool to be there, though.
Are they concluding in Madison Square Garden, and then they're going to do like a rally thing in there? Or are they
That'd
gonna...
be smart for all the people who can't make their way onto the parade route. Like, if it's so, like, hey, go shove your butt into MSG, and we'll come see you at the end of the parade.
Is it better, or should they end up at, like, Central Park?
Yeah, Central Park's
I don't know
a little
how Central
tough.
Park looks. I've only seen it on TV and movies. I've never been in New
Central
York.
Park's a little tough.
Okay.
A little tough. I don't know how much open space there is
well,
for something like
know.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool zoo, though, at Central Park.
That's what's wild to me. It's a park, and there's a zoo in it.
There's
and
a zoo
like...
in the park. It's cool zoo.
Yeah.
Central Park's pretty badass. But, yeah, in terms of ending a parade, I don't know how that would work. I don't know how that would look.
So I might let him on just to say go Knicks and do his cocky sniffing thing as a random person in Portland who's a Knicks fan. Zero ties to New York at all.
None whatsoever.
It's unbelievable.
Hey, look, you eat that many turd sandwiches, you're going to feel pretty damn good. It's been pretty bleak over the last quarter century.
When I took him to the Knick Blazer game and he got a photo with Carmelo Anthony, he goes, I hate to tell you this, but that's been the highlight of my Knicks fandom for 10 years.
This is all I got, man.
It's like, that's sad.
This is it, dude.
That Knick team was terrible.
Remember old Amari Stoudemire?
Yeah.
That's who I was rooting for.
Yeah. Steve Pfeiffer's going to join us at 8:30, our guy in Milwaukee.
Yeah, what's going on with Giannis? When are you trading him? Now it's all of a sudden it might linger into free agency yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
We might not get an answer by draft night.
We have a Giannis watch. We'll get to it.
We might have to have like a, we talk about it through the draft and then like a moratorium on talking about Giannis. Like, can we just take a month off? If he's not going to get traded.
This is maybe the last clip I play outside of somebody popping on this weekend and saying,
yeah.
The Trailblazers are in the lead right
They're
now.
They're the favorite to land him and it's close. It's on the 5-yard line. You get one of those.
Yeah.
Are we going to sign our arson judge? Then we can talk about it. But if not, and this just lingers and it's the same thing.
Right.
I can't do this for another month,
I'm
man.
With you. I'm
I can't
with you.
Do it anymore.
So we'll get to the Giannis watch. We got other dealings to get to as well as the Knicks are starting to arrive in New York City for their parade today. I was going to get to the U.S. Open, but I'll save that since we had a weather delay and it's still kind of getting underway.
Not many guys on the course yet. Brooksy about to tee off as one of the feature groups.
Looks terrible there, by the way.
That t-shirt that Brooks Koepka's wearing.
It's a stripe with
what are we
pink.
Doing?
Pink and white striped shirt.
Nike.
I know.
Stock price is struggling right now.
Well, you know it would help.
Can I point you in a right direction of can we get better golf gear?
Yeah.
Because that shirt.
There's some good golf gear companies out there, by the way. I just bought a golf shirt.
Yes.
They're kind of pricey.
It's kind of both things have happened to Nike where their shoe apparel has dipped a little bit because there's so many random shoe companies now, running companies. Like, there's just, whenever I walk into like a shoe store,
yep.
I can't even tell you half of the brands there. But they look like cool shoes. Some of them have cool logos. Like, there's so much competition now, and it's the same in the golf space. It's just, there's a lot of options, and that's not one of them, a pink and white shirt.
Also, golf shirts shouldn't be costing anywhere from $75 to $115. I can't believe people buy golf clothes.
I've bought one before for $140.
It's a shirt.
I'm well aware.
So is there anywhere around here? I came up with this idea in my head because I recently bought a shirt. I had a gift card, and I'm like, oh, surely I'll get 2 to 3 shirts.
Like polo, are you talking golf polo?
Yeah. Boy, that was a stupid thought.
You get one?
I had a gift card in it for one, and I'm like, what?
Maybe even have to pay $10 on top, too.
Dude, I'm talking about basic-ass B shirts that were just, like, white with a logo.
That's it.
$80.
$80.
And I'm like, really?
It's just a shirt.
There has to be a store that takes golf clothes from old dead white guys or people who quit the sport. And it's like a golf thrift clothes store.
I mean, it's not a bad idea. The tough part is if you're going to buy the old dead white guy golf shirt, you're probably talking cotton, and that collar ain't looking very
good. Okay, but what about people that give up golf or give up their clothes because I change sizes? This XL is not my size anymore. I'm a medium.
I've never gone thrift shopping for polos, but maybe I should with the price of them. We have in Selwood, there's a Goodwill boutique.
Yeah, see, I'm talking about specifically a golf store.
I know, you just went specific.
For, like, shorts, pants, shirts.
It's insane how expensive it is. If you came up with that business idea, I would check it out. I would frequent it. I just worry about the quality of it for old people.
Well, you go through that, though.
You cycle through eventually.
It doesn't have to just be old people. It can be former fats.
That's a good point.
You know, or a former fat that got skinny.
Or skinnies that got fat.
Exactly.
And the skinny clothes don't fit anymore.
Yes.
We've all been there before.
Yeah, we've all been there.
I know what that feels like.
Did you see the report out of Boston that Scottish fans have drank the entire city dry?
Did. They said they sold as much as a Memorial Day weekend or a 4th of July weekend.
One bar owner said they have sold triple the amount of alcohol than they have from any St. Patrick's Day of his life.
St. Patrick's Day, that's what it was.
Triple.
In Boston. St. Patrick's Day, pretty big deal. It's one of the fun surprises that I've had so far because all of the conversations going into the World Cup was about how corrupt the organization is, nobody's buying tickets, the expense of the tickets, the hotel rooms aren't getting booked. And I don't know why. I think all the news stories kind of built up to this point where I'm like, nobody's coming for this. This is going to suck. The stadiums aren't going to be full. The atmospheres aren't going to be good.
Some of that is still accurate.
Some of that is definitely true.
Of the people who did come.
But in every game that I've turned on, like, did you, the Croatian fans yesterday? So, are you kidding me?
That's a good one because I watched the England-Croatia game too, which was a great match, by the way. And I'm like, oh my God, is Croatia going to do this? And then England got hot at the end.
Yeah.
I'm wondering, and I haven't seen a report on this yet, so maybe I'm off on it. I am kind of wondering if the secondary market, because there's been so many tickets available,
that you were able to get a good bargain.
Well, like Joe Fish,
yeah,
the Cargo Short Classic King. He was just asking us the other day, would you spend $300 to go watch Egypt and who was the other team?
Egypt and Iran? Is it Iran?
I don't know if it's Iran.
I thought it was two Middle Eastern countries.
Okay, Egypt.
Let me look at Friday's
whoever
schedule.
Or go to this Dallas Cowboys Seahawks Monday Night Football game. And we both were like, I'd rather go to the soccer one. He's a Cowboy fan.
But his kid's super into soccer.
Yeah. It's the World Cup. It hasn't been in North America since 1994. I said that, and he said $300. He's finding tickets right now for that price range.
Yeah, and I would imagine as we get closer, that'll even come down a little bit more. It is Egypt versus Iran.
Okay.
8 p.m. start time, Lumen Field. Not this Friday, but next Friday.
See, that's
26th.
More, financially, that's more doable than $10,000 a ticket.
Yeah, dude. $300 is way more doable, and I guarantee as you get closer, you'll be able to get in for a little bit cheaper because it's an 8 p.m. start time. I imagine there's not a ton of Egyptian fans.
Yeah.
I know there's not a lot of Iranian fans. So you're just getting the general soccer bro that wants to go to that game. And that's a hell of a bargain. I told him the same thing, too. Like, NFL games you can see all the time. Egypt and Iran aren't going to win the World Cup. But just to say you went to one, that's kind of a cool feather in your fan cap. Like, you get some like a souvenir cup or you buy one of those little World Cup trophies in one of the thrift shops or whatever, or the fan shops. Like, that's kind of a cool thing to have. And I actually told my brother about that because my nephew's super into soccer. He does the year-round soccer thing. Like, it just never ends. And I told him, I was like, dude, like 2 weeks if you want to go to a World Cup game. Tickets aren't that bad to go into Egypt and Iran. So maybe your point's right. The secondary
market. Would you go to
that game
if he invited you?
He's
like, hey, dude, got decent tickets. It's $200, but it's a World Cup game.
I think I would.
And you get to see Mo Salah.
I think I would.
One of the best players in the world.
Because it's a Friday night, yeah. So you're not impacting your Saturday, like a work, you know, thing. If it's at 8 p.m. on a Tuesday, I'm obviously not going. But 8 p.m. on a Friday.
Dude, you could get home, take an hour nap, still leave, and have plenty of time to get
up
there.
To get I told Joe, too, just take the train. Jump on the train somewhere up north, and then they'll drop you off right by the stadium. You jump on the train, take it back to wherever you park your car. That's probably the way to try and get closest to the stadium with ease. But that's been, like, a really pleasant surprise. There was scenes in, because Croatia and England was in Dallas, right? Were they playing in Texas?
Yeah.
So that game's in Dallas, and there was a scene of one of those big, mega, like, Dallas sports bars that looks like an absolute warehouse. It's insanely large. And the entire thing, wall-to-wall, multiple-floor bar, had about 8,000 Croatian flags that the fans brought in, and it was packed to the brim just of Croatia. Like, they turned it into their home bar.
Yeah.
And these people, I mean, they're going town to town. They're enjoying it, and it's that the fan engagement and experience has made this event incredibly fun. We played a lot of the audio the last couple of weeks.
We have, and there's been some funny things that have happened audio-wise and video-wise. I would also add, we can't underestimate just how many Americans or people that have been living in America that are fans of those countries.
Yeah.
And now it's here, and they're like, cool, I don't have to travel. It's here, you know? Like,
it's in my own backyard.
A sports bar in Dallas. We look at that, and we see it packed with Croatia fans. We're like, oh, my God, they all came. Or half of them have lived in the Dallas, Texas area.
Right, or their parents were from Croatia.
There's a story and a connection there. So
right.
I wonder how much of that is in play with it. But the funniest thing is how much... How much sex has been involved with the World Cup videos?
A lot.
So there was a video yesterday of two English dudes, and they're filming, and they're with three Croatian women.
Oh.
Gorgeous women.
Oh.
And they're like, you are the hottest thing I've ever seen in my life. And then one guy gets on a knee shirtless. He's like, will you marry me? And she's like, no, you just beat us 4-2.
No, I'm not going to marry you. You just smoked us in the World Cup. It ain't happening, man.
A video of a Mexican gal and a South Korean guy, and the whole crowd is around him like, kiss her, kiss her. And they start making out.
Yeah.
Dude, there's going to be some interesting racial mixing going on with some of these fan bases. What'd you do in 2026? Dude, I hooked up with a smoking hot Mexican chick. And now they know Korean and Spanish.
I had a buddy who did that for the Oregon-Auburn National Championship game. And I remember for years giving him a hard time letting her go. Because he stumbled into an Auburn-Alabama hot. And there's a different level of hot down there when you get into those SEC schools. And it was really weird for me looking at him because I was much more in tune with what was happening on the football field than he was. And the devastating nature of the loss. But they had a hell of a 48 hours. And
he had a great day.
He had a fantastic day. And he let that one slip through the... Slip through the wickets, man. You can't let that one walk away. That's a Southern Belle right there, man. You got to grab those things and keep them as long as you can.
Imagine seeing your team lose that game. And
but
then
you find
like,
your future wife.
But you find your wife.
You
you're like,
being married.
Actually, it was the greatest weekend of my life.
You know, on the one hand, I didn't win a national championship. On the other, a lifetime of love. So hopefully that happens in the World Cup. There's a lot of sex that's happening.
I love the idea of you at that age, at that moment. He's hooking up with a really smoking
How
hot lady.
You? How could you?
And you're turning him like, dude.
How could you? We just lost. Dyer was down, man. How could you do this to
Dyer
me?
Dyer was down.
You just spit in my face, slap me? What else you want to do?
Hey,
while
sorry,
we're
Dirt. I got War Eagle season tickets now.
He's got an Auburn, Alabama tattoo now on his leg. How did this happen? We lost you.
All right, reluctantly, I'm going to call my friend Marvin and let him get his little Go Knicks on the radio show. He's been waiting his entire life for it. He finally got it.
This is your moment, Marvin. Don't let us down.
It's the Knicks parade. So we'll get to that, and then we'll get to the top of the hour. Yes, we may not do it very much longer. Giannis Watch 2026 continues. You got an audio cut to get to. And is someone taking shots from Chicago?
Ooh.
We'll get to that as well. Dirt and Sprague back with more on 105.1 The Fan. When you text an iPhone with an iPhone, what does it mean when it sends blue? And then about 2 minutes later, every text sends green.
That's a great question.
Is that
I don't
a me
know.
Problem or a them problem?
That's a somebody having service problem, I think. I had this randomly with you. When was this?
Oh, I know. It's been happening to me more and more.
Well, I had one. I texted you. You texted me something. I can't remember what it was. Sometime in the last week, and I responded to it.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't deliver the text messages. And I'm like, huh? And then Joe, ironically, texted me something while I was texting you, and I responded to Joe.
And it went?
And that one delivered.
Yeah, I think it's
and
my
then
phone.
It was like 45 minutes later, it said delivered, delivered, and both of them eventually went through.
Did I respond to them?
You did, yeah. You eventually got them, but it was really weird where it would just would not send for whatever reason. So maybe it is your phone. I don't know.
Well, I text my friend Marvin, and they all went blue, and then they just turned green.
Blue to green's not good. You don't want to go blue to green.
And then we had Brandon call him, and he's not answering.
Straight to voicemail.
Straight to voicemail. That means his phone. It's his phone.
It's his phone then.
He might not have service then. Oh. All right, well, he missed his window.
That was your opportunity right there.
Chance, man.
You had it on a platter to come on.
Could have been a Nick's Honk on the radio, and you chose not to.
Could have dropped a bing bong on us, man.
I'm looking forward to it. I think we're going to get a lot of really funny videos.
Yes, it's going to be insane in New York today.
It already is. Yeah, they're starting to show it. Like, all these roads are packed. These people are losing their minds.
Thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of people. Nothing is getting accomplished in New York City today.
No. In fact, what's been bigger buzz? New York City, Knicks Parade, or In-N-Out in Hillsboro? I don't know.
Ooh, they're both equal. Equal footing. What's the bigger deal? Can I trade our In-N-Out in Hillsboro for an NBA championship parade? Is that possible? Is that trade on the table?
I don't think anybody would disagree with doing that.
Can
trade.
I trade all of our In-N-Outs for an NBA championship?
That would be great. I'd be all in.
I would gladly do that in a heartbeat.
Should I do that as a poll question? Would you trade all the In-N-Outs for one Blazers championship?
Anybody voting no on that, you should get slapped in the face. Did you see...
the Blazers don't have animal style.
There's no secret menu. Did you see? They have been jumped, though.
What do you mean?
There's a story about the highest ranking of fast food places in America.
Uh-huh.
And In-N-Out was one of the top ones, and Chick-fil-A, I think, was one of the top ones, and they've both been jumped by Jersey Mike's, is now considered the best in the country.
Jersey Mike's?
Jersey Mike's, yeah. I can't remember exactly.
Is that the Danny DeVito, Eli Manning?
Yes, it is. Great ad campaign.
Great ad campaign.
I mean, I'm not complaining.
You put Danny DeVito in something, and you've got me.
If I'm going to get a sub... Nine times out of ten, I'm getting a Jersey Mike sub. I'm P1 over here. But I can't remember. It was like the quality of the food, the pricing, the, you know,
well, so you
cleanliness
got Jersey Mike's,
of the restaurant.
You got Subway.
Yes.
What's the one with the black and red logos that I can't blank on?
Jimmy John's.
Jimmy John's. Freak Fat. Jimmy John's. So between those three, you choose Jersey Mike's?
I would take Jersey Mike's. I would. Jersey Mike's P1.
By a mile.
By a mile?
Why by a mile?
It's a good sandwich, man.
Right now.
take a bite of
it. Yeah, I just think the quality of Jersey Mike's is way better than Jimmy John's and Subway.
Yes. Dude, Subway is...
When's the last time you ate at a Subway?
My daughter had Subway yesterday.
Did you get something?
No.
Oh, when was the last time you ate at a Subway? Oh, not the kids.
2 years ago?
Been 2 years.
It was one of those, like, we were at the river all day, so we picked up sandwiches quick, right. And it was the closest place to where we were.
Subway had a moment in time, man.
Dude, they've lost it.
They're
closing.
Their fastball's like, gone.
Left and right.
It went from 94 miles an hour to 92 miles
an
hour.
You have to think about it. Somehow, the other fast food joints haven't paid the price for it fully. They are in a lot of ways. But, like, it's one thing to sell me the dollar menu. Right? And now it's become what? The under 350 menu or whatever the freak they're calling that crap.
Inflation's tough, man.
You can't come back from $5 foot long and then be like $14.99. it doesn't compute in our brains.
Right. No.
I can go from $1 to $3. I'm not happy about it.
No.
But I can do that. From $5 to like $13 to $15 is an insane jump for a mediocre okay sandwich. And that's really the problem. We just can't say that. You can't have that campaign, which, by the way, was also being promoted by a pedophile.
Yeah. Yeah, that happened too.
And then your next idea was, what if we got Russell Wilson?
You ever do anything dangerous?
Spicy.
Although, to be fair to them, great ad campaign.
I don't think
Russell Wilson eating a sandwich in his kitchen.
Spicy.
Talking to the camera.
No, he's in a studio standing awkwardly
alone. Have you ever done anything dangerous? That's really dangerous. That is one of the best athlete commercials in the history of advertising. And I will hear no other answer to that. It's awkward, like I'm having a conversation with you.
Have you done anything dangerous?
It's the danger witch. Ooh, that's dangerous. Here, lean in. Let me tell you a secret. I've done some dangerous, too.
Mr. Unlimited.
It's an all-timer.
One time I didn't slide on 4th and 5.
One time I threw a pick at the 2-yard line to lose a Super Bowl. Ooh.
Spicy. So really, that's what's happened to Subway.
Yes, I think that's part of your problem. When you go from a $5 footlong and that no longer exists.
Do you agree with me, though? Like, I do. How do you go from a $5 footlong $14?
I also would say, to Brandon's point, now, I don't know. I've never worked at any of the places. I've heard stories from people who have worked at certain Subway places or sub sandwich places. The quality does appear. Now, I don't know if it's real. The quality of a Jersey Mike sub does seem to rise above the others. And my experience. The one that I miss the most is Quiznos. Does Quiznos still exist?
Quiznos does not exist. We were a night show.
By the old studio.
We used to go to Quiznos.
I loved Quiznos. The toasted sub.
I'm not a big toasted sub guy.
See, I was. Yeah. And then Subway took the, because they didn't have toasted subs at first. Then Quiznos cut into their market
Quiznos
cap a little bit.
Quiznos was their competition
that
back in the day.
That was it. It was 1A, 1B. And then they put the toasted subs in, and then it kind of wedged the, you know, won the battle for them a little bit. I loved Quiznos.
Wouldn't it be really odd to not have Subway exist at all?
Be really, a lot of retail places open all over the country.
Yeah.
A lot of open space. If Subway goes down, that's a lot of storefronts that are available for lease.
We will get to the Giannis Watch 2026, the latest update, and then we may not get to it for a while because we're kind of tired of it.
Brooks Koepka is hitting an iron on a 253-yard par three. He just hit an iron.
It almost
made the green.
Yeah, it almost.
It was close.
Yeah.
He hit it past the pin.
What is that, probably a 5-iron for him?
252?
A 4-iron?
I did his downwind
right now.
He could
probably a 4-iron 250.
Yeah, probably. That's
just
insane.
He has hit pitching wedge like 190 sometimes.
That just blows my mind. It's 250 yards.
It's crazy.
And taking a 5-iron out.
So we'll get to that. And also, Tiago's splitter, was he taking a shot or merely avoiding the question? We'll talk about that today. I want to ask you quickly, anything into the Trae Young being a free agent?
It's interesting. Seems like Washington is still the favorite.
Sounds like they want to restructure. Yeah. This happens in that sport all the time.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. It's also a bit of a roll of the dice for him because if that doesn't happen, there's not a lot of teams. Like, I was reading up on this yesterday. There's not that many teams with a chunk of cap space.
Cap space is kind of tough right now.
It's a little limited. So there's not a ton of options out there. And it was also funny because it felt like he had become one of the pivot trade pieces for certain teams if they are to miss out on a Giannis, a Jaylen Brown, Anthony, like whoever it might be that you're going after for a team that needed a guard. That fit is still a little weird for me. I'm not quite sure what the plan is. Washington's got this mix of older and younger. It seems like Anthony Davis will get traded. Maybe they want a ball-dominant guard that can get you 30 on any given night, and that's kind of where you start building. But it was interesting for sure because that was a lot of money, and he's banking that he's going to get a longer deal with more guaranteed money.
Yeah, it does sound like he's going back to Washington. I'm kind of curious too, man. I laid a bet on Darren Peterson being the first pick overall.
Ooh, probably good odds on that.
It was okay. He was second.
Okay.
In the odds boards.
Okay.
DeBonta was like a minus 400. He was a plus 300.
Eh, still not bad.
But I don't know, man. This reminds me of the Jabari Chet Paolo draft where everybody thought at this point, oh, well, this is the order.
This guy will go number one.
It was Jabari forever, right?
Yeah.
And he kicked around the idea of Chet. And then draft day comes in about like 5 hours for the draft. Paolo switched to the face. You're like, what?
He did.
And I'm wondering if that's what's going to happen here. What's DeBonta?
We had that in our draft with Scoot as well. Remember, all the way until
that's
draft
right.
day. We
For
didn't know
if
Miller
pick.
Was going to go number two.
Yeah.
Or, you know, how that was all going to shake out.
Loaded second hour of the radio program. The Giannis Watch 2026 continues. An update on that. And then Tiago Splitter, is he taking a shot at the Blazers? Hour number two, Dirt and Sprague, 105.1, The Fan.